Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who's ready for an adult conversation in honor of the first day of spring? That's going to hit later at 4:58 p.m. We're talking about the birds and the bees. That is coming up.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix. You can always follow this conversation on the app. It's called radio.com. Download it for your smartphone, and then you'll have all you need to know about the birds and the bees. Radio.com. Download it today.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees, and the flowers and the trees, and the moon up above, and a thing called love.
That's already a metaphor when it comes to the birds and the bees.
This is true.
Just saying, it's the birds and the bees. It's birds
such
and the
a
bees.
Fun song.
Producer David is, right? We were talking off the air about how it's spring and the birds were chirping, and it kind of got us in this conversation of the birds and the bees and what we were told when we were kids, you know, when we were little. Not necessarily what you learned in school. So if you have a fun story to share, 414-799-1099. Melinda, what's your birds and the bees story?
Well, actually, this is regarding a friend of mine that I work security with, and he was telling me a story about when his daughter was younger, she came up to him and said, "Dad, I think I'm pregnant." And she was 12 years old, and he goes, "Wow, why do you think that?" She goes, "Well, because my friend told me that her parents told her that if you sit down on a chair after a boy sits there, that you get pregnant." She's like, "Dad, I sat down on a chair after a boy at school, and I think I might be pregnant." And he's like, "Oh, dear God."
He thought, "Oh, my gosh, what kind of conversation are we having here?" And she's 12 years old. But, that is the funny thing about kids, and probably the messed up thing about kids, what their imaginations will create.
I laughed so hard.
Because it's not
true. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it is true for dads to tell their daughters, "Stay away from those boys."
Yeah, that's
what it is. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Lori, how about you? How were you told about the birds and the bees?
So when I was young, my parents would tell me that if I had sex before marriage, we would get stuck together. And we would be stuck together forever unless we had surgery to be taken apart.
Whoa, surgery?
So you and your partner, you thought would be stuck together. How old were you, Lori, when you heard this, that you believed it?
7, 8 years old. And I believed it for a long time until, high school or before high school, like preteen. I had friends who, told me otherwise.
Oh, of course. Leave it to the friends. That's where you learn everything, is from your friends.
Oh, so mom was lying? Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Did you think anything about it, though, when you would, like, watch, I don't know, other couples or movies or TV shows?
I thought about it, and I had a friend who actually, her parents weren't married, and they had another baby, and I was so confused, and that's kind of when questions started coming up more that I asked her, tried figuring it all out.
How come you're not still stuck together?
That is hilarious. And when you finally talked to your parents about this, did they obviously admit, like, "Yeah, we just told you that to scare you so you wouldn't get involved with anyone when you were really young"?
It's still a joke now of how long I believe that we'd be stuck together.
Wait a minute now. Are you going to pass this information down to your family, to your kids?
I don't think so.
Hey, it worked for you.
A different way.
It worked for you for a little while.
For a little while, anyway.
It did. Lori, that's great. See, the birds and the bees, some of the things that parents will make up and tell kids, like, in a panic, especially when they're young, this is hysterical.
You're going to be stuck together. Oh, my God.
Lori, promise you'll call us again sometime.
Of course.
All right, have a good morning.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.